It's January 16th, 2020, and I'm ready to get energized. I'm Sick Stepmar. Just Nick, this is a Jackie's Chow.
And this, you've short-circuited me.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to edit that out.
Okay.
You're fine.
And I'm Jackie Chow. And this is my Chow.
Where you correctly interpreted that I was not going to edit it out.
Chow. Chow. Chew, baby.
Yeah, we're here to talk about food and maybe Dota if there's time.
Nice.
But I bet there won't be because there's so much food to talk. Do you know, Nick, that every day
is a winding road?
It gets a little bit longer. So we're starting off this segment in a real disgusting fashion. Listen, let's be real. Mm-hmm. We both have in front of us, mine are in front of me. I assume yours
mine,
are in front
mine
of me.
Mine are absolutely in front of me.
We both picked up 3 energy drinks from the store that we'd never had before.
This was Six's idea, for the record.
It was Nick's punishment for missing a recording.
Exactly.
Which was late because of my scheduling problems, but I don't get punished because that's how this goes.
Yeah.
So, Nick, what do you have? And then I'll read out what I have.
I have Red Bull The Red Edition, which is a cranberry energy drink. Okay. I have Mati, M-A, space, or like enter, carriage return, T-I, in a circle. So I assume it's Mati. And it is a peach mango craft brewed organic guayusa sparkling organic energy drink.
I've never heard of this before.
40 calories per can. It's going to refresh and invigorate and create. And then finally, I figured I had to see what all the hype is about. I have Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
Oh, you're going to regret that.
Charged Original Dew.
I mean, you'll probably regret all of them, but I know you'll regret
absolutely.
That one.
It is currently 11:04 p.m.
You just have to take enough to talk about. You just have to offer tasting.
Oh, that's right. You know, you have to sip, swirl, sip, and spit, right? That's how you taste energy drinks.
My doctor literally told me I'm not allowed to drink energy
drinks. I was
drinks
thinking
anymore.
About that.
So I will probably not be having a whole lot of these. I have, fortunately, 3 completely different drinks here.
It's I was thinking about it. It's a horrible analogy. It's like, you know, pregnant women drinking, right? It's like, it's probably fine if you don't have that much, right?
Sure.
Exactly. We'll test that.
By the way, we didn't plan very much about this at all, frankly. So
what's
it is
new?
A strange coincidence that we didn't get. Well, there are enough energy drinks on the market, but I got a Rockstar Punched fruit punch flavor.
Ooh.
I got a Guayaki organic brand Yerba Mate Yellow Elation, which I think is supposed to be like a lemon tea energy drink.
Okay.
And then because I have always been curious and like sort of like the way you're curious about like you see like, you know, like a dead raccoon on the side of the road and you're like, how did that happen? I have a NOS High Performance Energy original flavor.
Oh, wow. NOS.
Yeah. I have smelled NOS before because I've had to clean up a NOS spill.
Ooh.
And it was nauseating. So I don't have high hopes.
I mean, all of these, I don't usually have energy drinks, but all of these I'm sure are going to be amazing. Let me just tell you my setup. I honestly should take a picture if, you know, my desk wasn't so messy. I have, ooh, you know, my 3 cans, but then I also have a glass. I have a short like cocktail glass.
Oh, you're going to spit?
No. I'm going to enjoy it, you know, out of the can as, you know, God intended man to drink energy drinks, right? Mm-hmm. But then also, I kind of, out of morbid curiosity, want to see what the actual liquid will look like.
Oh.
So I'm going to pour it into this clear glass. And then I also have a 2-cup measuring cup full of water so that I can pour water in to, you know, clear the glass between each drink.
Sure. So I have the 3 cans. Mm-hmm. I have an empty container that used to have lime and pineapple jello that is clear, so I can pour a little bit in here to Lime and pineapple jello is fucking good. Okay. So I can pour a little bit in here just to see the color. Mm-hmm. And then I have a cup that has some water in it to cleanse my palate, and probably will be enough. And there will be a part where you hear that I won't edit out, where I throw down my headset and sprint for the kitchen to get the taste out of my mouth.
Just got to get that os. Nice.
That's really the one I'm dreading. Because, like, you know, this is like Rockstar punched his fruit punch. That'll be, you know, probably weird. I think I saw that one on the shelf,
yeah.
And then, like, this one's supposed to be, like, tea. I'm sure it'll be okay. But Nos is really going to be disgusting.
My grocery store did not have Nos. I went to a Harris Teeter.
I went to a Vons.
I don't know what that is.
Hot shopping tip for the folks at home. Vons is a supermarket chain that is crazy overpriced. They are criminals, and they should be in jail, but there's one within walking distance of my house, so what can I do?
Exactly.
All right, well, Nick, okay, how do you want to start this?
How are you, Six?
You know, I'm going to start... I'm worried that... I think I'm going to start with the yerba mate, because I feel like that's going to be a flavor that's not going to linger too much.
Okay, we'll save the Nos. So yerba, Rockstar, and Nos for you.
Yes.
And we'll alternate. What do you think I should do with my Red Bull, my Mountain Dew Game Fuel, and my Mati?
I would do Red Bull, Mountain Dew, Mati, because I think you're going to want to not stick with the Mountain Dew in your mouth. Well, but I'm an experienced energy drink drinker, and also I professionally suffer.
Mm-hmm. You can handle your taurine, your guarine.
People like it when I'm unhappy. So
that's what I try to do on this show, usually. So. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're not wrong.
I just figure I got to give the people what they want. People want you to be, like, listen, you still have your youth. Don't spoil it.
I'm going to drain it with
drink your energy drinks in a different order. Anyway, without further ado, here goes. Get that good fully.
Get that. Oh, you can't make that. You can't fake that.
You probably can, but I don't know how.
You probably.
All right, here we go. Yerba mate. Yeah, it just tastes like iced tea.
What?
Yeah, it just tastes like iced tea. I mean, there's, you know, clearly like some chemicals in here, but it's just iced tea.
Is it like sweet tea?
I mean, it's not sweet tea, but it doesn't have a very strong sweetness.
It's full on energy drink, right? Like, does it have caffeine and the good whatever they put in the energy drinks in there? Give us the milligrams.
150 naturally occurring caffeine per can.
That's a lot. Okay.
Not recommended for children, pregnant/breastfeeding women, or individuals sensitive to caffeine. 13 grams of sugar per serving, but there are two servings, so it's 26 grams of sugar. Still, for 16 ounces, that's not that bad. 10 milligrams of sodium. No fat. 50 calories. Honestly, pretty mild beverage. I don't like your Liptons or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's like lame tea, but that's what this tastes like, so it's totally drinkable.
Is it carbonated?
No, it's not.
It's just... I'm very... okay.
This is nature's energy, Nick.
Oh, that's... You're borrowing from nature's power. Listen, I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV for some reason, and they talk a lot about nature's power.
Yeah. This is a stone two straight to the mouth, baby.
Ooh, very nice. All right. I'm gonna crack open the Red Bull, I think.
That one will probably be okay.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
It's a crane. I picked it up. They had... First off, explain to me. So they had Red Bull, right? They had a can of Red Bull. And then they had Red Bull the Red Edition, the Blue Edition, the Yellow Edition, and the Orange Edition.
So it's kind of a Mountain Dew situation, only in that the original flavor is just supposed to taste like Red Bull. It's not supposed to imitate any real... substance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the additions are like, okay, what if it were flavored like cranberry? What if it were flavored like lime? You know, doing whatever. If you drink just a Red Bull, it tastes like...
death.
I don't... The thing is, here's the thing, and here's the problem I'm going to run into describing energy drinks. Yes, and I don't think it tastes bad. Energy drinks tasting like death is often just how it goes. That does not necessarily... It's kind of like how it's like, oh, you know, this red wine has the aroma of cat piss. That doesn't mean it's bad. Sometimes that's what you want. And Red Bull does taste kind of like death, but it kind of has a nice flavor.
I mean, you're not wrong. When I took a wine tasting class in my last year of college, one of the tasting notes that... you know, they said, and I often got out of wine, and now it's like a meme, is old horse. Like red wine, a lot of red wines smell like old horse, in my opinion. Huh. So I get
interesting.
That. Here we go. Oh, that was a very easily popped top. And this bottle, my God, I don't even remember what it's called. What's the thing that actually does the popping? The bottle popper? Popping the can.
The tab?
Open. The tab, oh my God, the tab, has a bowl on it, and it's red, and it's very flimsy. Okay. Ooh. Made my mouth tingle strangely. It tastes much better than Red Bull. I think I've tried some Red Bull before, and this just like... You know what? It reminds me of a Strawberita 6.
Hmm.
It is like a less awfully sweet Strawberita.
Okay. Okay.
It has that same just mouth tingling sweetness, but this doesn't feel as sweet as a Strawberita.
Hmm.
And we're dealing with 114 milligrams of caffeine. We got, of course, 38 grams of sugar. Less than 1 gram of protein, though, interestingly. And lots of niacin, vitamin B6 and 12, and pantothenic acid, an ingredient I have not yet in my life seen on a nutritional facts breakdown. But honestly,
that's gonna be a classic in basically all of these. I mean, not the yerba mate, because they're too pure for that.
They're organic, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is not bad. And I can't believe it. I'm gonna pour it into the glass here. Oh, I thought it would be. It is a very dark red.
Interesting.
I can't believe I just poured this much into the glass. I have nothing.
Oh,
to pour
I
this
forgot.
Into.
I forgot to. Okay, oh. So this is. I forgot to check. The yerba mate just looks like, pretty much like tea. It's a little more yellow. It's like almost looks like green tea. But yeah.
Green tea. This looks like cranberry juice. It looks like. Mildly diluted cranberry juice.
Hmm.
And honestly, it's okay. Like, it's not bad. Like, I might not know that it is an energy drink. I might just think it's like a really sweet cranberry grape juice mix or something.
All right. Well, see, this is how they get you, Nick.
God, I'm going to drink like this. I just put like five tablespoons in here.
Pretty soon you're just going to be slamming monsters like it's nobody's business.
Well, you see Red Bull, the red edition, the taste of cranberry artificially flavored, the wings of Red Bull, is appreciated worldwide by top athletes, busy professionals, college students, and travelers on long journeys, according to the back of the can.
I did not know that.
All right.
Consider me informed.
Whew. Well... It has vitalized, not revitalized, but it has apparently vitalized my body and mind.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'm excited to get into Rockstar Punched, which I expect to be my favorite of these three.
Oh.
Cracking it open here. Very, very nice can, honestly. It's like black and red, and the tab is like black, but like the middle, you know how it's like the two circles?
Mm-hmm.
The top circle is filled in and has the Rockstar logo, the two R's back to back. It looks very classy. We're dealing with, again, I'm going to multiply everything by two because that'll make, you know, the actual contents of the can. 260 calories, 60 grams of sugar, 280 milligrams of caffeine. Ooh. And 2,000 milligrams of taurine. Also,
2 grams, just 2 full grams of taurine.
Sure, sure. Also, 50 milligrams of something called inositol, and 50 milligrams of something called L-carnitine.
Oh, L-carnitine. Didn't we? No, that's creatine. I know, yeah. L-carnitine. I've heard of it.
Can you actually? Can you look those up while I partake of this
Yeah,
beast?
Iso what call? What else?
I'll type them in our chat here.
Okay.
Let's see. Scan line. Okay. Now, time for the taste. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is too sweet.
Whoa. Oh, that is too sweet.
And then I pour a little out, and yeah, that's just like a sort of like a watermelon red. I mean, it's definitely, it's reminiscent of a Hawaiian punch, but it's unmistakably energy drink. You get that, definitely that aftertaste like that. I feel like there are sort of 3 parts to a flavor, and sometimes more. I don't want to be too reductive, but it's like you got the initial, and then you've got the middle, and then you've got the end, right? The aftertaste. Mm-hmm. And the initial taste is just Hawaiian punch. And in the middle, you feel that chemical start to creep in, and the back half is just all chemical. It's fairly drinkable.
It does have like double the caffeine of both things we've tried so far.
Yeah, not too bad. You did remember to multiply yours by 2, right?
I did. Yep. It just gives the full can.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not great, but it's totally drinkable. And it's more up my alley than Yerba Mate. I think Yerba Mate is probably just a better drink, but I'm not like a Lipton person, so it's not really for me.
Not a Lipton lad.
No, not so
much. Inositol, or more precisely, myo-inositol, is a carbocyclic sugar that is abundant in brain and other mammalian tissues. It mediates cell signal transduction in response to a variety of hormones, neurotransmitters, and growth factors, and participates in osmoregulation. It is a sugar alcohol with half the sweetness of sucrose. It is made naturally in humans from glucose. A human kidney makes about 2 grams per day.
It's also apparently used to make explosives. Which is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Sugars are good for that. Very nice. It can be used in the management of polycystic ovary syndrome due to its efficacy, safety profile, and worldwide availability.
Wait, so hang on. This piece of shit here has 60 grams of sugar, and then they need an artificial sweetener on top of that?
Just a little in there just to...
oh, my God.
You know... help with the neurotransmitters.
It is really sweet.
And just in case you have polycystic ovaries syndrome,
oh, it really
take the
is
edge off.
Viciously sweet.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you mix drugs. Oh, hello, 6.
Hi.
You can hear me? Okay, Discord lagged out. Excellent. It needs a little energy drink there. It's like, you know, when you mix drugs, you get these exponential effects, right? So if you mix these different sugars, it probably just kickstarts the sweetness.
You know, that makes a kind of sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I buy that.
Now, carnitine is a quaternary ammonium compound involved in metabolism in mammals, plants, and bacteria. Carnitine exists as one of 2 stereoisomers, the 2 enantiomers, D-carnitine and L-carnitine. They're both biologically active, but only L-carnitine naturally occurs. D-carnitine is toxic as it inhibits the activity of L-form.
It looks like this is used, whether it's effective or not, it's used as a diet supplement. Interesting.
It was first derived from meat extract, with no citation and no explanation on what a meat extract is. Wikipedia says it was first derived from them in 1905. Therefore, the name carnitine is developed from the Latin carnus, or flesh.
It might be good for people who have end-stage renal disease. That's interesting.
All these amazing things that the energy drink industry is
I just need to bring this to my doctor, to my nephrologist, and be like, no, listen,
excuse me, doctor,
this is actually super good for me.
Damn. Okay, well,
all right, well, it's time for your number two.
Hold on, let me rinse out my glass, get a little swirl here. All right, I don't know, I feel like if I'm gonna drink the game fuel, I gotta save it for last. Even if I'm not really ready at this point.
I mean, it's not like, I don't think you're going to be overwhelmed by it. I just think it's bad.
You think I'm probably just going to quit the podcast because I feel the need to game immediately? I need the game?
Well, I believe it has been referred to as by their ad campaign as domination in a can. So I think you'll feel a need to be better than me at podcasting, which is certainly doable.
I like how you're twisting this. I'm going to open this Mati Peach Mango Craft Brewed Organic Guayusa. I don't know what that is. It's probably a chemical.
Let's find out.
Also, another kind of flimsy opening. I don't know. Maybe it's my technique. It probably is my technique, to be sure. But
Guayusa is a caffeinated holly tree.
Oh, so it's brewed. Leaves. So it's like a tea, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a type of tea. Okay. It smells god-awful. I didn't mean to smell it, but it... Oh, let's just... Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to take a sip of Red Bull.
Wow.
Oh, okay. What the hell? Oh. I thought it was going to be like an energy drink, but it's like a... Oh, like a tea that went bad? Like a tea that you put expired grapefruit juice in, and it's sparkling because it fermented.
Is it like kombucha?
I've never had kombucha. Maybe? I should get some kombucha.
Listen, folks, we would do a segment where we drank kombucha, but you would have to pay us. Like, I bought these cans with my money. I'm not buying and drinking kombucha.
Do you not like kombucha? Have you tried kombucha?
I've had to clean up people drop bottles of kombucha at work, so I get the smell. No. And I mean, what is the concept of kombucha? What if you let tea rot? It smells so fucking bad.
Okay, now that I'm prepared, I'm going to try again with going into the mindset of it's this very strange grapefruit kombucha. Okay.
I thought it was peach.
Peach mango, but it... Mm. Oh,
God. No.
No, I'm not... Oh, I just took a sip of Red Bull. I'm going to finish this goddamn can of Red Bull at this point. It's not the taste. It's the
It's the ah. Okay, got it.
Jesus. It's like it's the way it makes your mouth feel, I guess.
Hmm.
So like, you know, the energy drink I was saying was sickly sweet, or like the strawberries, like really sweet, and it's like, ooh, it makes your mouth tingle. This like makes... Oh, it's not sweet. It's not sweet at all.
You know, here's an interesting thing. Is that the leaves that it's based on, the Guayusa, are used by the Givaronian people of Ecuador and Peru. They prepare a drink with the leaves that you drink in large amounts before a pre-dawn ceremony so that you will vomit up everything in your stomach.
Yeah, that seems about what this would be good for. The smell is... Like, what if you put grapefruit, you put just an entire grapefruit in, like, a can of paint thinner, and you let it ferment?
Oh, well, see, the fermenting is a deal breaker. I was with you for a minute there.
Mati Peach Mango. I cannot anti-recommend this enough. Oh, I just spilled some on myself. Honest to God, I just spilled. Mother of God. I'll be right back. I gotta get a paper towel.
Oh, this segment's a fucking blessing. Oh, God.
Oh, I can't believe I've done this. was not intending this to be a overreaction food podcast.
Well, here's the great news, Nick, is we could hear you the whole time, so I don't have to cut anything.
Good. I'm trying to make your life easier.
All right.
Here.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do my part. I'll catch up with you.
I'll pour it out. Oh, six. I'm going to send you a picture. Where's my phone? This is not what something that's labeled peach mango should be. Image, one sec, and then we'll move on from this moment. I mean, just what is that? That's got to be what kombucha looks like. Here you go. It's uploading. There it is. I thought it was going to be pink thing.
No, that's what kombucha looks like.
It's awful. It's like it's cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to get this out, so I'm going to take this out of my room, and then I'll come back for the big moment. Oh no, Mom! Oh my God! I spilled a little on the desk. Okay, I'll really be right back, but I want to hear that crack. So just
okay. Okay.
Don't
okay.
Touch that dial. Oh.
We're having a good time.
I gotta rinse out this glass. Oh. This is good content. Good content right here. Oh man, I spilled some on the floor. I really hope I'm not gonna be smelling this when I go to sleep. Oh man. Okay.
Sound really carries in your house.
Oof. It's we'll get to later. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
But yeah.
Well, okay. Ooh. I'll go ahead and get the.
Oh, nice.
Crack on that NOS.
Crack-a-lackin'.
You know, here's a fun conversation I had with my father recently. My father came over and I gave him a soda,
mm-hmm.
He opened it and he did the thing where he tucks like all four fingers over on the side with the tab and then pops it up.
Ooh.
Like with his whole hand, and he got some on himself and he was like, gosh, how are you just supposed to do this without getting anything on your hands? And it's like, use one finger. What's wrong with you? You just tuck your pointer finger into there and crack it open.
How can, I mean,
why does it need to involve your whole hand?
I don't even understand how that's possible. Like, surely your father has larger hands than the tab of a soda.
Yes.
I mean,
fairly large hands.
I can assume.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
that's amazing.
I've solved long enough. Get some. Oh God! What the? What is that aroma? What is that? Okay. Enough stalling. Oh no. Oh. Okay. Let me try and go.
Yeah. Give it a second chance.
So it's kind of like Red Bull.
Okay.
It's less strong of a flavor, but it has a much longer tail, and it sort of dovetails smoothly into this, like, I mean, it's apparently the cursed fruit of the day, this, like, weird grapefruitiness. We're looking at, okay, the serving size is one can. I was about to have a goddamn heart attack.
Literally.
We're looking at 51 grams of sugar, 160 grams of caffeine. It's not giving me any numbers for guarana, but it does have guarana in here. And this is a bad beverage. It's not as bad as I expected, to be honest.
Hmm.
But it's not good. The can is very attractive, though. It's like blue and orange. You know, it's like every movie poster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very handsome.
Nice.
Give this another. Okay, well, first we got to do the. I'm gonna bet this is like a yellowish green. Yep. that looks like the pee of someone who should be going to the doctor. yeah. I don't like. It's not as dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to drink this anymore.
Please don't.
I mean, listen, it's going to be a long podcast. Who knows?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Happens.
Oof. Okay, NOS. Does NOS have flavors?
I think I saw other flavors. I thought there was like a peach flavor that I didn't pick up. There's like a grape, there's a cherry. Oh god, cherry. Why would you do a cherry energy drink? That sounds so bad.
I mean, I thought the cranberry and Red Bull Red Edition was going to be awful, and I picked it. I'm like, why would anybody make a cranberry energy drink? And so far it's been almost unobjectionable at this point. After
here's the real bummer. Looking at drinknos.com, I have discovered the flavor that I did not see on my grocery store shelf, and if I had seen, I absolutely would have picked up Sonic Sour.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means. Sour is a type of flavor. Sour is not a flavor.
Sonic.
Sonic Sour. Does it taste like a hedgehog? I don't know what we're doing.
It's a bright green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, I think Nick may be traumatized, and I might not be able to get Nick to do this again, but I could do this again.
I mean, I need to get actual... I'll see. I'm sure Harris Teeter has actual kombucha. I'm going to have to actually get some and, like, see if it's just... I really don't like kombucha. I figured I would like kombucha because I like fermented stuff, but...
You gotta risk the booch?
Oh. Pooch it for the booch, yep.
You know, the other thing we could do is I could just recommend energy drinks for you, mm-hmm. because I can, like, you may not like them, but I can at least guarantee they won't be that disgusting.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like this has to be the lowest of the low. Like, the consistency is wrong. It's, like, thin. It's thinner than water. I swear, it's, like... thinner than the consistency of water. You know, energy drinks are usually thicker slightly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can feel that.
Yeah, I think after all of this, the Mountain Dew is really going to be kind of an anticlimax, but that's okay.
You know, I'm ready for it at this point because I've drank at least half of this Red Bull. I cannot believe that. Okay. So first off, the Mountain Dew Game Fuel, the can. You've had this, right, Six? Surely,
yes.
The connoisseur. It's like, it's a, you know, green Mountain Dew color, basically. And then it has this, like, carbon fiber-ish, like, side panel.
Mm-hmm. And the stupidest tab.
I was going to, like, it has a, it literally says tutorial on how to pull the tab, because otherwise I was going to be very confused. But the carbon fiber part is also textured?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, you need a tactical grip. Yes. Oh,
the exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read the tutorial. Pull tab up. Do not open if seal is broken. Okay, I'm going to pull the tab. I don't...
So it's slot. So
understand
from the part where it opens, you push it and pull it up?
Oh.
Did you break it?
I opened the pull. I opened the tab part up, and it let off this puff of aerosol something.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure it's supposed to do that, but okay. And now I'm going to slide it back, and that is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. That is awful. The opening to this massive can, it's the largest out of all of them by far, is tiny. Mm. It's like a little baby mouth.
Uh-huh. But don't worry. If you look inside, there are like multiple layers of like impediment to the liquid.
Oh, there is. What
like
the
there's
hell?
Some weird like rampant filtration system going on. I've cut one of these cans open and it's all just it's all like a false front, but it's still strange.
I was gonna say I wanna like cut this thing in half. Okay. Mm-hmm. It smells like Mountain Dew. That's a good sign. Okay, here we go. What if Mountain Dew had fruit juice in it?
That sounds bad.
That's literally it. I think it's like a... It's worse than Mountain Dew, but it's just ever so slightly worse than Mountain Dew. Like, I would prefer a regular Mountain Dew over this.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, only just... It contains 5% juice. Like, juice of what? Some sort of citrus thing.
You know, now that I have had this. I was, for a second, I was like, wait, did I only have the previous version? No, I had this.
It has white grape juice concentrate. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's, It's not bad. Yeah, it's just like, what if you poured grape juice in Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Yeah, I just like it more than you, but...
I thought it was going to be way worse, but no. Like, I don't know. I would drink this if I needed two servings of 90 calories. It's only 180 calories. It has 46 grams total. Yes, including added. Okay, 46 grams of sugar. It's honestly less than an actual Mountain Dew. And then we got a bunch of vitamin A, niacin, vitamin B6, the good old pantothenic acid. Only 2 milligrams. Yeah. Wow.
I will note there was a previous incarnation of this drink that didn't last very long, which was similar, except for its base was coconut water.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was extremely bad. Now, I have... have you ever heard of a suicide? In terms of sodas?
I forget what it is. I have heard of it.
Typically, it's meant for a soda fountain where you have a little bit of everything. Obviously, I don't have a soda fountain. I only have 3 energy drinks here. Mm-hmm. But I did pour a little bit of each of the three into this empty cup that used to have tea in it. Mm-hmm. It's listen, as far as color, I can tell you that the Rockstar Punch definitely won. Uh-huh. As far as flavor, let's find out.
So brave, Six.
That's actually not bad.
Oh, no.
That's actually not... Hang on. Let me... hang on. I'm going to pour some Yerba Mate. I'm going to pour some Rockstar. And we're going to just drink that, because I think the NOS was just getting in the way. Yeah, it just kind of cuts the sweetness, the excessive sweetness of the punch, and then adds a little bit of, tea-ness, of complexity to it. That's actually fairly drinkable. I actually think that's better than any one of these drinks.
Honestly, so, cran grape juice, right?
I do.
This Mountain Dew is mostly, like, white grape juice and Mountain Dew, and this Red Bull is cranberry, so I'm gonna... And I poured the Mountain Dew in a glass, and it looks like Mountain Dew, actually. I'm gonna pour some cranberry Red Bull in. It looks like a cran grape. Okay. Oh my god, it tastes like nothing. What happened? Wait, hold on. I'm so confused. This drink tastes like nothing. I thought it was going to be like... I can't... Am I dead? I might be dead. This drink tastes like nothing. It tastes sweet. That's it. Like, there's no longer the Mountain Dew, and there's no longer the cranberry. Oh my god.
Nick. Nick, you know what you've got to do?
What?
There's a third beverage. You gotta add the third beverage. Listen. I'm not gonna pressure you into this. You have a choice. You have a choice, no. Nick. You can't hear me. Nick, come back.
Oh no. Oh god.
Oh Nick, I was just ripping you. Nick, you don't have to do this.
No.
Nick. Nick, I was kidding. You don't have to do this.
It looks awful. It looks...
You don't have to do this. I was kidding.
It tastes a little bit like grapefruit. That's it. What is everything I pour into this glass? It's all like... I poured, like, a lot of mate in here. Oh, wait, it's coming back. Oh, okay. Red Bull, I need a little bit of... I'll choose the Mountain Dew. Oh. It only has 90 milligrams of caffeine. This is like not even an energy drink. Wait, I did. Oh, no, it's literally 90 calories for this entire can.
Well,
what? This is 90 milligrams of caffeine, so like a cup of coffee. And not even that much sugar. Okay, at the very bottom of this can, after the caffeine content, it just says, "We're here to help." It's like, oh no, liars. If you're drinking this, like, you're
do you need an intervention?
You need help. We're here to help. It's in bold at the bottom of the can. Oh man. Very interesting. Very interesting. This has been a very interesting experience, Six.
All right. Well, we've all had our horizons widened. So, in case you're looking to do this 50-50, it's Rockstar Punched Fruit Punch, and then Yerba Mate Lemon Elation. You mix the two together. It's all right. It's fairly drinkable.
I would recommend just mixing Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel Charged Original Dew with Red Bull The Red Edition. I think it's a passable cocktail.
On the other hand, with a little bit of distance, like this is, I realize I'm in this situation where I'm like, wow, of the drinks I've had, this is the one I choose to have. I also have water here. I'm just going to drink water, I think.
I'm going to drink water out of this two-cup measuring cup. Just full disclosure.
Oh, God.
Oh, what am I doing? I feel strange. My body feels charged, like I'm amped and I'm ready to game.
Well, Nick, do you wanna have a follow up from last week first, or do you wanna hit our new segment?
Ooh, let's follow up let's follow up because I don't remember. I do remember. Let's kick it to Jackie's Chow, inside of Jackie's Chow. And this is where the bumper plays sideways, right?
I'll figure something out.
Yeah. So, actually, hold on. I gotta pull up the source. So, last week we talked a lot about mac and cheese.
Right? Kraft dinner. Yeah.
Kraft dinner specifically, yes. So, since the last episode, Six, I sent you, as promised, a form of mac and cheese in cheesy chicken ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made it?
Unfortunately, I have not had an opportunity. By next episode, I will absolutely have him taken care of it.
Okay, excellent. Because I have it taken care of for this week. I made Kraft dinner today, tonight, just years ago. I'm trying to pull up our messages. Here we go. Da, 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 da. Yes, here it is. So I was like, you know what? For Jackie's Chow follow-up, I should make Kraft dinner because I don't think I've had Kraft mac and cheese in any form in over a decade, at least, something like that. I cannot remember the last time I've had it. And so when I went to the grocery store to get my energy drinks, I also got a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, just the base. I saw there was the shapes. I saw there was the cauliflower. I saw there was some of the other, you know, brands. But I figured, you know, if I'm coming back, I just got to come back with a base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we also got an idea from, I don't know if anybody remembers pizza eggs, but Lane Miles, I can't even remember what we were talking about, something about pizza back in November of 2018. Pizza eggs, where you cut up a slice of cold pizza.
I remembered. It was Pizza Hut breakfast.
Oh my God. That's right. The million-dollar idea. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars everywhere. Pizza eggs was where we cut up like leftover pizza into like two-inch squares, and then you like reheat them and crack an egg into it, and you like make it like it's scrambled eggs. And I'm like, this guy, obviously it was a drunk recipe, and I'm like, this is crazy. And then I made it, and it was amazing. It was delicious. It's genius. I feel like I should have gotten pizza tonight to go with my energy drinks to, you know, be full gamer. But pizza eggs, an amazing creation. Lane, after hearing about our mac and cheese, also recommended another creation where you put mustard into your macaroni and cheese. Not ketchup, no. The classic American pairing to Kraft dinner.
You know, mac and cheese. I think I've told you, but I don't think I told on the podcast my recent mac and cheese mixing mishap. Did I?
Oh no! Yes, please, please. Tell yours.
I'll do it real quick before you get into, because yours is going to be a bigger story. And is really why we're here. But what kind of entertainer am I if I don't give people something they don't want before something they do? So I often put hot sauce in my macaroni and cheese. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I make my own buffalo sauce, you know, with Frank's Red Hot and butter and, you know, like various seasonings and stuff, vinegar. Mm-hmm. And I keep that in the fridge. And the other day I had a box of spirals, which is not my shape of choice. I think normal shapes actually have a better, like, sauce to pasta consistency and ratio. But it's like, okay, spirals are good. So I made some spirals, and then I added some hot sauce. And I was like, there's something weird about this hot sauce. Like, I hadn't tasted it yet, but I was like, the aroma coming off is wrong, and just the consistency of it doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. So I have these Pyrex containers, and they have different colored lids based on the size. And so there are the ones that are like sort of medium to small with orange lids. Mm-hmm. Turns out there were two containers at that given time in the fridge that were using orange lids with a red sauce in them.
Oh yeah.
One of them was my buffalo sauce. The other one was homemade shrimp cocktail sauce. And turns out that's what I added to my macaroni and cheese. I realized this, and I tried to remove as much as I could, and then added some hot sauce and stirred it up. And I had a couple of bites, and I was like, you know, this is kind of inedible. This is disgusting. I can't do this. And I threw the whole thing away. I felt bad about it, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
it was awful.
Some things you shouldn't do to your body.
Tomato and horseradish do not mix with Kraft dinner.
However, basically what I added tonight, so I posted on Twitter a picture of what I made, and I gussied it up to look, you know, like a food shot. I made Kraft dinner. I ended up actually spilling a quarter of the macaroni on the floor, by the way, which was excellent when I was draining it. Just really good job there. Solid cooking in my kitchen. And I made the macaroni and cheese, and then I also had, so my plan was to add macaroni, have the macaroni and then add mustard on the side, right? So I took, you know, just some Kraft dinner on its own. I cracked some pepper over it because I like pepper. It's like, oh, this is really good. It's, you know, Kraft dinner.
Sure.
It was very passable, very smooth, unoffensive, had some bite from the pasta, was good. And so then I put some whole seed.
Ground?
That's right. Whole ground mustard. Not Dijon, but like, you know, the chunky stuff that has mustard seeds in it.
Sure.
It's similar. Very, you know, spicy in that horseradishy way. I put that on the side and I started mixing some in. It's like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And I'm like, you know what I need? I need some sausage or like kielbasa or like a hot dog is classic to put in macaroni, right?
Sure, sure.
I figured I should pretend I'm not, you know, 5 years old though, so I didn't just do a hot dog. I did a Honeycrisp chicken sausage.
Huh.
It's like, you know, that's going to pair well. And I like, if I'm doing sausage or something, I usually use like Dijon or whole ground mustard, something like that.
Sure.
To like dip it in or whatever. And so I put some of that in there. I like just pan fried it. And then I also like blistered some cherry tomatoes because I figured that would be good. They were good. And so, you know, I had some sausage. I had some tomatoes. I had some regular Kraft dinner. And then I was mixing in some of the whole ground mustard. And it was not what I expected. It was suddenly sweet and spicy.
Huh.
So it was like, you know, spicy of the horseradish, but suddenly the entire thing was also really sweet. It was very strange. It was really good. Not like I just had lots of energy drinks. It was not very sweet. It was just like more sweet than, you know, macaroni and cheeses typically.
Sure.
But it was like tangy. It was taste. It was really good. I went back, right? So I made this dish and then I was eating it at my desk and I went back to the fridge. You know, I did that walk that you've heard me do two times now and I got more mustard. That's how good it was.
Wow.
I don't understand it. Like, I guess I kind of do because it's, you know, mustard's got horseradish spice and it's got acid. So I guess it's good and like, it's not that far-fetched, but I would have never thought to put mustard on macaroni and cheese, but it's really good. I don't understand why. My mouth was very confused. And then, you know, when I had the mustard and the mac and cheese with chicken sausage and tomatoes, it worked perfectly there too. So I highly recommend it. Next time you're making some macaroni and cheese, try putting some sort of spicy mustard in there.
Interesting.
Another incredible idea from Lane Miles.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The brilliant mind.
You know, this is a show about sharing ideas for food, whether wise or foolish, whether traditional or non-traditional.
Yeah, so that Jackie Mao has something to eat.
Right. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to go home and say, did we do a good job? No, but maybe Jackie learned something.
It's not hard. You know, he's starting from the ground up, very grassroots.
Mm-hmm. But from non-traditional, I would like to take it here to a very traditional direction with our new segment. Nick, can you hit our bumper music?
I want you to want
meat.
That's right, folks. It's time for I Want You to Want Meat, our new protein-based segment.
Oh, Emma, I've missed you.
For listeners at home, I gave Nick that file with strict instructions not to listen to it beforehand, so...
Emma's saying, we've got to have Emma on the podcast sometime, right?
We really do. We really do. It's going to be one of those things where, you know, sometimes we're working with guests, you make amends for the fact that they apparently have a terrible fucking microphone.
Not all the time, though. Not all of the time. Somehow, she sometimes has a regular-ass microphone.
Who knows?
It's the mystery of Emma.
So I am here with a very practical recipe because this week I once again made some pressure cooker pork belly, some kukuni, some chashu, if you will. And I just have a great recipe for you that I think you should take part in. So first step to this is you don't have to, but you should really find an Asian market near you because normal markets will either not have pork belly or will ridiculously overcharge for it.
It's insane when you compare it.
It shouldn't be an expensive cut of meat.
Yeah. Like,
it's not fancy.
I went to a Whole Foods once to like get a bunch of nice ingredients to cook like a birthday meal or something for my mom, and I was gonna make fajitas, and so I was getting strip steak, right? Or skirt steak.
Right.
And it was like God, what was it? $10 a pound? $15 a pound? For the cheapest cut of meat? I was like, what are you doing? Like,
you know how much it cost me for this? So I'm in Southern California. I'm in Los Angeles County. Not especially cheap cost of living. Do you know how much it cost me per pound for this pork belly from my local Vietnamese grocer? $3.25 a pound.
What?
It's nothing.
It's insane.
Now, the fun thing is, if you go up to the butcher counter and you're like, hey, I want pork belly, at least at this place, you know, obviously I can't speak to your experience, but, you know, you go to your Whole Foods and they say, how much do you want, right? And you sort of, you know, you're like, okay, I want like 2 pounds. No, they just hand you the belly of a pig. They just pass it to you in a bag and you're like, okay, I guess we're not negotiating. So I took that home. I cut it in half, and then in two batches, I Instant Pot cocooned it, and this is my very simple recipe. Let me start over, because I'm stupid. Half a cup of water.
Okay.
Half a cup of mirin. Ooh. Half a cup of soy sauce. Quarter cup sake. Quarter cup sugar. Toss it in there. High pressure. 1 hour.
Oh, only an hour? Damn, that is
only
convenient.
It's instant pots. They're just.
I gotta get on that train.
And you don't have to cut it up at all. You can, like, what I've done with mine is, because they gave me basically like 6 fucking pounds of this shit, is I cooked it in 2 batches. Like, I cooked it and then I just took the one out and put the next one in and just closed it and started it again. Mm-hmm. Same, you know, stuff in the bottom, didn't need to change anything out. And one of them I just froze because this is cooked, but it's cooked entire. So then you just cut off pieces as you need it. And, like, you add them, like, I made a Japanese curry with shrimp the other night. And I was like, it was supposed to be a seafood one, but I was sort of improvising. And I was like, this shrimp's all I've got. I got some shrimp in the freezer. So I made it. And then when I was done, I just cut off some pieces of pork belly and just tossed them in and let the already there heat warm them up.
Oh, how was the shrimp and kakuni pairing? I can't understand how that would taste.
I mean, it's, you know, you've had like combination fried rice before with like shrimp and pork.
Mm-hmm.
I guess basically.
So. Yeah, it sounds good. Fine. Yeah,
yeah, it's enjoyable.
Mm. I haven't made kakuni in a while.
Well, you got to get yourself an instant pot, my friend, because it makes everything so much easier.
I do. I keep hearing from like some guys at work, and one guy who's actually like doing the same thing with his house as I am. He's like, "Yeah, I don't have much of a kitchen, but I have an instant pot, and he makes like huge batches of curry." I'm like, "Man, I should do that."
Yeah.
So I should.
Yeah, I made instant pot curry too. That was my curry was instant pot. You know how long it had to cook for?
There was some
initial sauteing and stuff, but when it was time to close it up and hit the button, 5 minutes.
What?
5 minutes.
I was joking. Actually, 5 minutes, huh?
I mean, again, after like sauteing the onions and stuff, I had to do that. But like, yeah, no, just yeah, after you add the curry brick, it's 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
I made curry earlier last week. I made a beef Japanese beef curry, which is like beef stew, and then you add a block of roux, and I spent like an hour and a half, 2 hours on it.
Yeah,
what a schmuck.
Yeah, no. Now the one thing I will remind everyone, because pressure cookers are a very enticing thing, and I think they're a great thing, but you will get used to this idea. You'll be like, shit, this only takes 5 minutes. Let me just start like 10 minutes beforehand. It has to get up to pressure. That takes time too. Mm-hmm. Going down from pressure, you can manually vent it. That only takes a couple of minutes. That's not too bad. But getting up to pressure, that can take a little time. So 5 minutes is not actually 5 minutes. It's probably like 15.
Gotcha. Yeah. It is electric, right? All the instant pots are electric. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool of you.
Nick, what else have we got on this week's Jackie's Chow for the folks?
Whew, I think the energy drinks are kicking in. I feel weird. My body feels weird. I feel light. I feel springy. I feel like I can game. I feel like I had other things to say, and I can't because I'm hyped up on acesulfame potassium sucralose.
All right. Well, I can end us with one more story before we go. So I feel like I'm a decent cook, right?
Yeah.
I don't have much as far as accomplishments in the way of baking, however. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I really love snickerdoodles. That's an easy recipe. I'm just going to make some snickerdoodles. And I found a recipe. And it looked good and had high ratings. And I compared it to a couple of other recipes. And I was like, okay, all the principles in this seem pretty straightforward. This all seems fine. Mm-hmm. And I did all the things. And I rolled out my little balls and I put them in the oven. And I started it cooking for 11 minutes. And after about 6 minutes, I popped in the kitchen. And I saw a little bit of a flame in the bottom of the oven. And I was like, that doesn't seem great. And so I opened it up and blew out the flame without looking at the food and closed it again. And I was like, I guess at that point, it's like, what am I going to do? So I was like, all right, this is fine. We'll just ride this one out and we'll see what happens. And 11 minutes, time comes up, open it up. And so it's interesting, Nick.
I'm sure it went perfectly. There was nothing wrong.
Have you ever had, like, I don't want to say, like, butterscotch pudding, because butterscotch pudding has a level of viscosity that would really be... Okay, let's put it another way. What if you had a milkshake and poured it over a cookie sheet? Because that's kind of what it looked like. It was not really very cookie-esque. Oh, no. It was just this like slab. It was very. I mean, it was. Listen, if you tilted the sheet, it would have flowed right off.
You had snickerdoodle goop. You had sugary flour goop.
Uh huh. And I tasted it, and it was really salty. And I was like, I don't know what happened. I know I used unsalted butter, and I only did a tiny bit of salt. So I'm wondering, like, maybe that wasn't flour that I put in it? I don't even know. I honestly don't know. I mean, like, it was flour. I was the one, I pulled it out of the flour thing, but, like, I don't know what happened.
Man. I normally baking is the one, it's, like, foolproof compared to cooking, because you do actually have to measure and you have to, you know, bake to a certain temperature or doneness.
But, I got nothing.
Sometimes.
I mean, there was one time when I made, I don't remember, I was making some dish, maybe I was making crepes or something. I was making something where it's like eggs and flour, right?
Yeah.
On a skillet. And I realized after I put it down that I'd use powdered sugar instead of flour.
Wow!
And it didn't really work.
I can imagine that that's not, sugar does not exactly accomplish the things you're looking to accomplish when you put
flour. But I'm pretty sure that's not what happened this time, so I'm really baffled.
You used, you know, that salted flour, that new salted flour they're marketing.
Maybe it was cake flour? I don't know. Would that made a difference? It probably would have still worked.
Was the butter too warm? Was the temperature too low?
The butter could have been too warm. That's entirely possible.
But I mean, it's just a cookie, right? It's not like you don't layer the butter in or like.
Yeah, it's not like I made a fucking souffle. It's a goddamn cookie.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened to me.
You got to get amped up first. You know, you got to be, as this can says, you have to have alertness and accuracy. And you have to have.
You're right. You know, I'm gonna grab this NOS, and I'm just gonna give it a quick slam. Let's see, and go.
I fear that you did actually drink the NOS.
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
Listen, I'm desperate to provide content for my listeners.
Please like and subscribe.
It doesn't help that I'm a little sick. You may have heard my coughing laugh earlier. So while I was doing that, I couldn't breathe.
You probably didn't want to. It's probably like, you know, alcohol. The secret is just not to breathe.
Is that how you avoid hangovers? Just
yeah, yep. That's the way to do it.
All right. Yeah. I think that's it for this episode of Jackie's Chow.
Meat.
I don't really know that the is appropriate given the content of this episode.
What you say?
My stomach feels bad.
Stomach has been feeling bad for 3 days. I don't understand why. And sometimes eaten, it like gets better, and then it sometimes it definitely does not.
Listen, I'm an irresponsible jackass, but I try to care for the people around me, and if you'd mentioned this before I made you sample 3 energy drinks, I might have changed the plan.
No, you gotta scrape the bottom of the barrel with all your might, Six.
Yeah, I guess we do. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. If you want to get hold of us, at Bottle Crow on Twitter.
If you have interesting cooking ideas, I will try them.
That's and I might try them, depending on if I have time / if roommates are not present. Because, listen, I do get really self-conscious about my roommates judging how stupid I am. I'll be honest.
The snickerdoodle debacle?
No, I did it after they went to sleep.
Oh, that's good. Smart.
They did find the leftovers in the trash, and they were like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Haha, yeah, who knows?" This is one of those things.
The mysteries of the trash can. I definitely used the self checkout at the grocery store when I bought a box of Kraft dinner, 3 energy drinks, and I think milk.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this is a interesting haul. Do people do hauls for the grocery store? I feel like that's prime satire material.
That used to be a thing. I don't think it's as much of a thing anymore.
What, but from the grocery store?
Yeah, haul videos. Yeah, totally.
But from the grocery store?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? I figured I would. Yeah. That's like a set.
No, that's a thing. Like, you can go on YouTube and it's just like you'll find like just people being like, yeah, I got some 2%. Got some. I was gonna get the cage free, but it's like I'm kind of on a budget this week, so it's just the brown eggs, Frost Flakes, because you know about that shit. it's like that's what these videos are.
It's
Nick, if you want to do a haul video on Bottle Crow Twitter, I absolutely support this.
Okay, the next time I go to Home Depot, which is basically every weekend, it's the place to be. Sponsored by Home Depot. I should do a haul video. I'm like, yeah, I got this Home Depot Prime 2x4. Decided to go with the 96-incher because I'm not putting wall studs up anymore, so I don't need the pre-cut 92 3/4. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, it'll be really good. Home Depot Prime lumber is pretty shit, too. I should have planned better and just gotten better lumber, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Thank you for my... listening to my lumber review podcast.
Sure. Quick little home improvements to do with bumper.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, do you have more?
Oh, I put up walls. That when you were talking about, oh, you can, you know, hear all throughout my house. I did finally put up walls. Like, I put up wallboard. I cannot walk through my walls anymore.
Wow.
Openist concept is dead.
What is that, like, sheet sound? Like, you're pushing the sides of a paper sheet that I hear constantly.
So, it's currently, like, below freezing here in Maryland now. It was very warm. It was, like, in the 70s last weekend. It's crazy. But it's now freezing, and I think we're about to get, I haven't looked, like, 8 inches of snow over Saturday, I think. But the room that I'm currently using as my office and bedroom is literally directly over my furnace and HVAC system. So I turn it off during the podcast because it's very loud because I don't have a floor down. I just have like plywood. So there's lots of gaps, right?
Sure.
So I don't have a door because I've taken all the doors off. But I do have plastic sheeting that has a zipper in the middle that when I'm doing dusty work, I zip down so that this room is the one clean room of my house. So I have zipped up the room during the podcast because I've turned off the HVAC. So to keep the room warmer, because my PC puts out some heat, you know, I zip it up.
So and it's so, kind of like you're camping in your own house.
Yes, I'm going on probably month 3 at least of sleeping on this camping cot. And man, I'm really going to look forward to a bed again at this point.
Wow.
I feel like much of my, I wasn't very picky of an eater when I was younger, but now that I'm, you know, once I started cooking for myself and just, you know, in general, you know, I had the college experience of having a college, dining hall that was awful that I got mono from. I learned to not be picky at all. I like almost all foods now. It's the same. It's like, you know, you go through these periods of not like deprivation, but if you like, you know, willingly giving up sleeping in a bed, for instance. I feel like I'm really going to have an appreciation for non-cot-based sleeping surfaces. And it's going to make me a better person.
Well, Nick, when you get... I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a special incentive.
Oh.
when you get your new bed set up, whatever it is, when you get some bed set up news,
mm-hmm. bed news,
we'll have a bumper for that.
Bed news. I can't wait. It's all about that bed.
It's going to be the table song.
God damn it. Now you have to put it in. Table, wake up.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode of Jackie's Chow. As I said, at Bottle Crow on Twitter, a name that is increasingly meaningless for the work we do around here.
Work?
Yeah, listen, we did some... I drank a cocktail of three different energy drinks.
I drank the... I'll try some kombucha next time. I'll try to remember.
Can't be much worse.
It can't.
So, yeah, no, I think we do work around here. I think it's emotional labor.
Work. It is.
Just hit us up if you got any cool ideas. Or if you have any really, really not cool ideas.
Yeah, cool is kind of actually more our bag. Modifier.
Yeah. Peace out, folks. Sure.